T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steiny behind the glass. That might be the big story this morning, Ron. The voice of God back there. Pomp Jr., we call him. What a set of pipes this guy has. Say hello to him, Ron, and see how they sound.
Hello there, William.
Hello, Ron.
Oh, wow.
Even a hello comes across with those nice tones.
He had me at hello, Ron. Yep. How are you, Steiny?
Not bad. How about you?
We're doing well. Well, at least I assume Ron's doing well. I know I am.
I would hope so.
He drew the short straw with us. He's here all week, actually, because Maddie's taking the entire week off.
Folsey went out to some stables in Montana to check them out. He may be moving in. Ron, I trust you're well. You seem well. You look well. You sound well.
I got up and walked today. It was perfect weather. Not too hot. Not too humid. I feel great today. We got a
back
great,
is better?
It's better, but it's not right, but it's better. I can't complain.
Off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. Gee, I wonder what we're going to talk about today. We could attack this from many angles, this Steeler game the other night. Ron, the first thing I'd like to say is I wasn't here in the 1970s, and even if I was, I wouldn't remember. I would venture to say that was the single most exciting Steeler preseason game in modern history. Would you? I can't imagine one where people stuck around. Usually nobody wants to see the end of a preseason game. This one had practically a fairy tale ending, whatever the circumstances
were. I think
they
announced 48,000 too, which is like usually if it's half full for an exhibition game, it's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, everybody wanted to see the quarterbacks. I mean, the first game post-Ben, everybody wanted to see Pickett, obviously. But see Trubisky as well and Rudolph. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I was there. It was fascinating to watch how it all played out. I have a lot of thoughts on it, as I'm sure you do too.
What an ending. You couldn't have written it up anymore. I've never seen anything like it for a preseason game. I'm usually not even watching, whether I'm in the stadium.
Especially like in the second half.
You had people reacting like it was a playoff game. It was tremendous. My second thought is this. That I think we all need to keep in mind that even if that was the Seattle Seahawks' number one defense, it wouldn't have been that impressive to move the ball on them. It wasn't. It was at least six of their starters on defense were missing.
Right. As were the Steeler guys. A lot of them.
Were the Steeler guys. So at least six guys not in their line. All you need to know about Seattle's defense is Artie Burns is a starter. He didn't play. Imagine what's behind him. Both of their safeties were out. Their corners were out. Listen, it would have been a huge story if the quarterbacks stunk, right? The fact that they did well is a pleasant story, but I really believe it needs to be kept in perspective here. Do you think in Seattle they're all gung-ho about Geno Smith and Drew Locke because they went 21 of 30?
I saw Pete Carroll said it was a great step forward for both of them, he thought.
Something tells me the reaction here to the three quarterbacks on the Steelers roster compared to Seattle, I'm imagining in Seattle it's a bit more tempered, even though Drew Locke had 130 passer rating and two touchdowns. I imagine they're saying, I haven't heard of one guy he played against, and I think right. The same was true here, honestly.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. It's just the first preseason game. I don't know that much changed in the pecking order with the Steelers. I don't believe it has. I think Trubisky's still the number one guy. Maybe number two will become a little more interesting now. But again, it's only one preseason game. They still got a lot of work to do at Latrobe, and then he's still got two more games. This next one, Saturday night, I think will be real interesting. The second one will be like the third game when they play four. I think you'll see the starters more, and then maybe not so much the last game. So I was pleased how they played. I thought they all played better. I thought they all had moments. I thought Rudolph, of all people, had the best pass of the night, the touchdown pass to Pickett. I also thought he had the worst one. He threw one that should have been intercepted.
Yeah.
That was dropped. But I thought his pass to Pickett was Pickens was perfect. And then obviously Pickett at the end had his moments. And I thought Trubisky only played 13 plays, so it's kind of hard to really judge him. But he showed me something with his mobility a little bit.
He did. The offensive line, we'll talk about in a while.
Another story.
That was to consider again that was – now, they had some guys up front. Seattle did some starters, but still, that defense, and they didn't look great, and you saw quarterback mobility. Shouldn't it change, though? I mean, I'll ask the same question I asked all of camp, all of spring, and going into this game. How long does the Mason Rudolph charade continue? How long is this going to go on?
Well, we'll see what happens today. They report back this afternoon, and we'll see. I would anticipate not much longer. I still think there's a good chance they can move him at some point.
Maybe that helps them move him.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I thought he looked okay. I mean, it was kind of unfortunate. He got booed when he had to strip sack, which was not his fault. Dan Moore just got blown by.
Yeah.
And the crowd booed Rudolph. I mean,
yeah.
I know they don't like the guy, and that's okay. But I thought that was uncalled for. But other than that, I thought he played pretty well. He did have the one horrible pass that should have been intercepted. But, I mean, you know, he's not their future. So, I mean, I think Trubisky is their immediate future, and then maybe Pickett will be their long-term future.
The question's who's the backup, and I think I think this was the first taste of what the fans think. You know, we kind of been trying to guess.
Well, you kind of knew, though.
And it seems they've pitted Pickett against Rudolph instead of anybody against Trubisky.
Right.
It's Pickett against Rudolph, and people. I wouldn't have booed either. I didn't like that. I didn't think it was fair. But I do get the thinking of what are we doing here? Let's get the kid we drafted in the first round in as the next guy after Trubisky in case he screws up. And by the way, it'll be rough on Trubisky if he does screw up. We got a taste of that, too. Imagine a full stadium against the Patriots in week two and he throws an early pick or two. People are going to be clamoring for Pickett. But, Ron, I still don't get this moving forward with Rudolph and keeping him around. I thought he was okay. You're right, he had the best throw of the night. He also had the worst throw right into a guy's hands. And he also had other throws that were inaccurate. You know, the ball's getting tipped at the goal line, almost intercepted. Another ball gets picked. He's kind of inaccurate, even on a completion to one of the tight ends. He was okay. You know, he made a great throw. He did. But watching him play, I always get the feeling that something bad is going to happen on the next snap. And by the way, if that guy does catch the ball, I think his name is Josh Jones, it's right in his hands. I mean, it's a perfect pass right in his hands. Then the 100 passer rating goes down to 72 if that guy merely holds on to the ball. Pro Football Focus has a stat called turnover-worthy plays, and Mason had at least two, maybe three of those over the course of the game. To me, it was not really anything out of the ordinary for him. He did make a great throw, and he doesn't deserve to be booed, but how long is this going to go on?
Well, maybe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As early as today at Walmart, Pickett played 32 snaps. He had the most snaps of anybody. I think Mason played 23 and Trubisky played 13. So, you know, they were committed to going with Pickett in the second half, and he had his moments. And, you know, I think he found out guys get to him a little quicker in the NFL on a couple of those rushes. That one fourth down play he never even had a chance on, right?
Awful play. I mean, in a close game to take an 8-yard sack near midfield.
Yeah, it was not a good play on his part or the line part. But, you know, that's, again, that was reinforced to me. I thought the line was okay run blocking. I thought they ran the ball really well. In fact, I wrote about McFarland and Warren today. I thought they both looked excellent, although Warren fumbled, much to the coach's chagrin. But they can't pass block, it doesn't look like to me. There's pressure almost all the time. And that doesn't matter who the quarterback is. If that, it doesn't get better.
Well, let's grade the quarterbacks, shall we? And you can join in. Love to know what you think about the booing of Rudolph. It seems to be unanimously sort of condemned here at 412-928-9370. And then if you want to grade these guys, who had the best game, who had the worst game, I think Rudolph's numbers look better than what he actually played. What was he, 9 for 15? He had the lowest average per attempt. And like I said, he had easily the most turnover-worthy plays of the three quarterbacks. So, Ron, why don't we grade them? And I actually do think, by the way, I think it's time to move Pickett into that spot. I really do. I want to see Pickett play. I think everybody wants to see him play. I think I know what I'm getting from Mason. I honestly do. And I just think that at this point, does Mason give them a better chance to win than Pickett? What if he went into a game? I'm not so sure about that. I feel shaky every time the guy takes a snap still.
Yeah, I mean, again, how's Pickett going to do against first-liners, first-teamers in Cincinnati if he has to play? At least Rudolph has been involved in those games and has a little more experience. But, you know, I'm with you. I mean, we've said all along, Rudolph is what he is. I give him credit for battling his ass off this summer. You know, he knows what's up against him, and he's still, you know, in there giving it, you know, his best shot. And I think he probably realizes he needs to get a job somewhere else. I think he's a quality backup. I really do.
Yeah, he's a backup for sure. That's what he is. He's a backup quarterback. I think we're going to find out about Trubisky what exactly he is.
It's kind of hard to tell about him on 13 plays. You know, I mean, I love the way he moved on a couple plays. I mean, he did the smart thing on the first play by going to Pickens. I'd go to Pickens, too, the way he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, that showed me something. It's just hard to judge him when you only play two series, 13 plays. He did lead him to a touchdown on the first drive, which, considering their MO last year on opening drives, pretty good.
Pretty good, yes. Well, let's grade him. Let's do this, Ron. Let's do it in order. Give Trubisky a grade for the night.
Man, can I say incomplete?
No.
All right, then I'll say B. I mean, I thought he was pretty good, but in a very limited time.
I'm going to give him an A for his short little time. He showed up for a little short test, and he aced it. Didn't make mistakes. He took a big hit and delivered that. I think it was a crossing route to Hayward, who looked very good. He ran out of trouble when he had no protection.
Gained 4 yards instead of a sack.
He threw across his body for a little touchdown play. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. He did pretty much everything right. So I'm going to give him an A for his two series. I like what I saw from him, especially the ability to take a hit, to withstand some pressure and deliver and get the ball down the field a little bit on that throw and then to run out of trouble.
Yeah, his mobility was noticeable right away.
All right, let's go to Mason was the second man in. Give him a grade, Ron.
Well, I'm going to put a lot of stock in his touchdown pass. I'm also going to what he let him on a 17-play field goal drive, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say maybe B minus. I'm going to score him a little higher because of the touchdown play.
Yeah.
He did have the worst pass that should have been intercepted.
I'm going to say C. He did. He had the best and worst throws and then everything I said. His balls are getting tipped. He throws into a crowd at the goal line. It's a sense of unease watching him play that's very familiar to me. And he made a great throw. He did on 3rd and 13, I might add.
Third down play.
Yeah, 3rd and 13 to Pickens. And then the 17-yard field goal drive, which, again, he throws it right in the guy's hands. And that would have changed how his numbers look, how his nights look. Just some turnover-worthy plays. And, you know, you're also allowed to step up. I won't say it was his fault that he fumbled, but you're allowed to sense pressure and step up, right?
Right.
How about Dan Moore on that play? That did not go well.
Oh, my God. He just got – like, guy just blew by him to the outside.
So
you expect him to be one of their better linemen.
I hope. He gave up seven sacks last year, and he's going to be facing people a lot better than he did the other night. I hope, man. We'll talk about that offensive line. So you have Trubisky with a B. I have him with an A. You have Mason with a B minus. I have him with a C. How about Pickett?
All things considered, I'd probably say B, B plus maybe.
Yeah.
That was a bad fourth down play he took on that sack.
That was, and it was a bad sack near the end zone.
How about him getting yanked down on that one? But, I mean, you know, at that point of the game, you know, what would we be saying if that game had ended in a tie, which I didn't even know the games now end in ties.
I forgot about that myself until right now.
If Mark Robinson doesn't make that fumble, hit on the fumble, it ends up 25-25. What are we saying about Pickett then? But it didn't. He got another chance, and he redeemed himself. And he had a nice. He had a couple nice runs, too. That one scramble right before the winning touchdown pass was nice. He can move.
I'll say this much about his bad play. Is that at least it didn't go to the other team. I mean, it was a bad play, but what would have been worse is a crazy throw that gets picked off. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
I don't know, man. He was 13 of 15 for 2 touchdowns, no picks, and 133 rating. I've got to have him in the A range. I'll give him an A minus because that sack was near midfield. But I thought he showed out. You know, I thought it was a great story. It was fun. Yeah, it was against guys who might not be playing football for long, but he was really good. He was really good. Even the little short stuff, I thought he was very accurate on.
Right.
And you know what I mean?
He can throw on the move. There's no doubt about that.
So I'm giving him an A minus. You going B plus for him?
Yeah, about the same.
412-928-9370. All the Steelers quarterbacks had moments, that's for sure. But it was against Seattle, and the Seattle quarterbacks had moments, too. They went 21 of 30 for 2 touchdowns and no picks. Jarrett Stidham had a good day for whoever he plays for now. Trace McSorley had an unbelievable day. This kind of stuff happens. I was looking
in
at a tweet.
First exhibition games. Yep.
From Bob Labriola. It was a good – I forget what his tweet was, Ron. It was something like nothing's changed in the quarterback situation. Just, you know, sort of an innocuous tweet, but it was the comments below that blew my mind. Steelers quarterbacks have already proven they'll be better off without Ben. They have 3 quarterbacks, not just 2. People going crazy over this game against that team's backups. Right. That team.
Right. No, and I think this the one Saturday night in Jacksonville will be a little more indicative of how these guys are going to play, I think, because Jacksonville's players are, you know, they're your Super Bowl pick, so you know they're going to be a challenge for the Steelers, right, Joe? They're going to be a challenge, right, Joe?
Best team in the AFC. I'm interested what happens.
I want to see
on September 11th in Cincy is going to be when we'll really know.
Interested in seeing what happens today in practice, this week in practice.
I'm hoping that Pickett. I mean, listen, we'd be talking about it if they all stunk. I get that, so it's a worthy story. I just think it needs to be put in major perspective, and I think that Pickett, all we can do is judge what they did in this game against that kind of competition, and it was fun to watch. It was, and it didn't change my mind about Mason, really one bit. And then the booing. If you're one of those who booed, love to hear from you. If you have an opinion on the booing, did you consider it to the point of, I think Josh Rountree said it was reprehensible, something like that, Ron.
I wouldn't go quite that far. No, reprehensible is pretty strong, but it, you know, you don't like to see that. I mean, if he'd have come out and thrown an interception horribly, thrown his bad pass right there that was intercepted, maybe I'd get it a little bit, but I don't think he had much of a chance on that play.
Yeah. I just think people are
they don't want to see him. They don't want to see him. It's clear.
Well, it seemed clear that the Steelers really don't want to see him either when they drafted a guy in the first round and signed the best of all the free agents out there.
Right.
It seems clear that they don't want to see him. So, again, I ask, what are we doing here? 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Joe. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. It's 10:20. Time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. Ron?
Joe, I have a message for the people. I want to talk about my GEICO insurance man, Tim Hester, and tell you why perhaps he should be your GEICO insurance man. Tim's the best I've ever seen in this field. He's a people person and a problem solver. I've been with him for a couple of decades now. He has my automobile insurance. He has my daughter's automobile insurance, and we couldn't be happier. She was in an accident in Atlanta a couple years ago. He was our liaison with GEICO. Everything worked out to our satisfaction. Like I said, Tim Hester is a real problem solver. Write down his number, 412-364-7170. I'll give it to you again in a second. It doesn't matter if you want automobile insurance, homeowner's insurance, boater insurance, motorcycle insurance, renter's insurance, whatever you need, Tim Hester of GEICO is your man. The number again is 412-364-7170. I can't recommend him enough. Tim Hester of GEICO is my insurance man. Tim Hester of GEICO should be your insurance man as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.